Dunedin churchgoers have begun cleaning up after a fire broke out in the roof of St Paul's Cathedral early this morning. Firefighters were called to the Anglican Cathedral at the corner of Moray Place and Stewart Street. They still don't know what caused the blaze, but there are no signs of arson at this stage. And while large areas have been badly damaged, it's hoped services could resume as early as tomorrow. Tess Brunton filed this report from Dunedin.
Flashing lights broke through the darkness as firefighters fought to prevent the rooftop fire from spreading through St Paul's Cathedral after it broke out around 3:30 this morning. The Dean of Dunedin, the Very Reverend Dr Tony Curtis, rushed to the cathedral less than an hour later and arrived to find firefighters asking what he'd like to try and salvage. But the smoke and flames died down before dawn, with slate tiles removed to ensure the fire was out. Then, he says, their work began.
We want to make it safe. Our priority is to make sure everybody's safe and that the building's safe itself. We then want to get operational as quickly as possible. This isn't going to stop us.
Walking into the apse of the cathedral towards the high altar and choir pews, the sodden carpet is littered with ash. The main damage is overhead, with the sky visible through holes in the roof. Down in the crypt underneath the apse, water drips from overhead, pooling on the floor. This is where worshippers and the wider community host functions, as well as yoga, tai chi and youth groups. Tony Curtis says they hope to have bands play in the crypt, but that will be on hold while they clean up and repair the damage.
You can probably just smell that faint barbecue aroma at the moment. We'll have to get a full electrical assessment done. There'll be quite a lot of work to clean up. We'll maybe look at how we make the building a better building for the use of the community as we restore it from this. So hopefully some good will come out of all of this.
He thanked the emergency services for protecting the historic cathedral. The cathedral's director of music, Michael Grant, raced down when he heard the news, with its 100-year-old organ not far from his thoughts.
There's not as much damage done to the organ as we originally thought may have happened with the water and things like that. But luckily, it's superficial damage, and with a little bit of tender loving care, it will come right again fairly soon.
Their brand new piano, which arrived less than 2 weeks ago, was unscathed. Lay Minister Bruce Aitken arrived to find churchgoers gathering to see the state of their beloved building.
I could tell that it was nothing like the absolute travesty of Notre Dame and some of the other terrible fires around the world. So it was a great feeling of relief. We will carry on. Today's services have been cancelled, but hopefully they will be on again tomorrow.
Dunedin resident Kevin Thompson says the fire has added to an already tumultuous year.
Considering we're in 2020, with all the disasters that seem to have occurred to the world, including COVID, Beirut and a few others, here's another, a bit of a shock to a society that normally doesn't have those kinds of shocks.
Fire and Emergency New Zealand Fire Risk Management Officer Scott Lenores says fire was spreading rapidly in the roof space of the Western Spire. He says hoses breached the roof and ceiling while fighting the fire.
But we're very fortunate that the damage has largely been restricted to water damage, and our crews have done, once again, a fantastic job at salvaging items and moving items within the space of the cathedral to protect them.
Scott Lenore says fire crews still don't know what caused the blaze. An investigation is now underway and the results are expected in the coming weeks. In Dunedin for Checkpoint, Cortes Brunton, TNA.